listener production.
Chicken in a bag. Frozen chicken in a bag. Chicken in a bag, frozen chicken in a bag.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. Something a little bit different this week. Usually we're doing silly characters, we're doing goofs and gags, but we thought because it was Valentine's Day, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. We'd bring in a guest that you all loved very much to talk about another aspect of Valentine's Day. People talk a lot about the romance, not a lot about the sex. That's right. We're talking about something that's not maybe for the polite dinner table, but something that we really do need to talk about. That's right, sex. And we've got sexologist and sex expert, friend of the podcast on, Mr. Sexy.
G'day, how you going? G'day, it's good to be back.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Sexy?
Yeah, good, mate. How you been?
Now, for those who don't know, who haven't maybe heard the last time you're on the podcast, you are you're an eroticist,
bloody oath,
sexologist. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, bloody oath. Yeah, look, I'm a doctorate in romance and the history of love through the generations, whether that's through the feudal Japan or the Renegades or in 1920th century, and essentially just know all that stuff and that carry on.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, so
happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah, so I imagine your knowledge, I don't want to make assumptions here, but I imagine your knowledge is not just theoretical. You've got a bit of practical knowledge there, Mr. Sexy.
Yeah, we use your hands. We're using a lot of sheep stations up where we are, and a lot of it, you know, a lot of we do this time of year, we'll get the tractor out and we'll go through and put hay bales through the yard, and the horses and cows will have that through the winter period.
I meant more like orgies and BDSM events.
Oh, a bit of that, yeah, a bit of that as well, yeah.
Yeah, you're into that? You're a polyamorous man, Mr. Sexy?
Yeah, we mostly do canola flowers and that kind of thing in the fields up there, and then a bit of dairy in the industry up there, and then also a lot of tourism as well up in Yankandanda.
Right, okay. Now, we do have one other guest, but before I bring them in, I do have a question. Oh, okay. Oh, there was a sound there.
Oh, right. Righto. Oh, geez. What's that? Wow. What the hell is that about?
Oh, who was that?
Oh.
I'm still coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're right, aren't you?
So you're not here yet. Oh, okay. Okay, sure. So, Mr. Sexy, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, it's been said that the biggest sexual organ is the mind.
Mm.
Do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Well, yeah, the biggest organ's the skin. So that's why we're out in the field. You've got to look after it. You've got to get the sunscreen on there.
Okay, sure.
Because when you're over 50, you should be getting a mole map every year, make sure anything's moving or growing.
And but I bet you would know a bit about moles on different nude bodies, Mr. Sexy.
Yeah. So essentially, if you fall into three categories,
okay,
one of which, then you do need to get regularly mole mapped. So one would be, sure, do you have a history of melanomas in your family? If that's the case, then yeah, you get in regularly to get checked on any spots that might be moving. The other one is major burns. So if you've had more than three major sunburns in your life, we're talking blistering and things like that, then you do need to get regular checks to make sure that they're not growing into something that can be a bit more worrying. And the third...
Okay.
And the third being age and exposure. So if you are over 50, you've had more time in the sun purely by being alive longer. So that's what they do suggest, that if you're over 50, a lot of the old farmers go, oh, I don't need that carry on. But actually, it's really important to get in there and get those maps checked and get that body organised and say, oh, I'm a bit worried about this freckle on the neck or that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've heard it there first from Mr. Sexy. Oh, okay. Are you hearing that, Mr. Sexy? Is that just in my headphones? Or?
Yeah, I can hear it, yeah. I can hear it.
There's some sort of ghost or spirit.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
There it is. Again.
You're hearing that?
I'm not sure.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of sexy future.
Oh, bah humbug.
What?
Bah humbug to you.
Oh, God. That's why that's why I'm here. See, sometimes I... G'day, mate. I'm Mr. Sexy.
Yeah, how you going?
How you doing? How's the farm?
Nah, you're going well. Going well.
Yeah?
Going really well.
What do you reckon of this...
good
what do you reckon of this music?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
In the future, this
is
the horniest music. Well, it's music from the future.
It's got,
but it's just sexy music.
I was expecting spiritual sort of ghosty music.
No,
I was trying to understand the link. But no, this has got my like trance.
This is the side. Well, yeah. This is just say. This is what you put on when you're about to make love to several people at the same time.
In the future.
Yes. So this has become, if you, oh, say, look what's happening to Mr. Sexy. He's transcending time and sexiness right now. And he's going to a splice of horniness. We say splice in the future. We don't say space. And it's hot when we do that.
Going to Beechworth.
Oh, yeah. In the future, we get pies from the bakery. No.
Time out. Time out. Time out. I'm so sorry.
No, time.
Why?
What's wrong, Zach?
Does it have to be a big one? It can't just be a quick time. I'm just a little bit confused as the straight guy here. But this could just be a quick time out. Yeah. We don't have to.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing one.
I'm not going deeper than this.
We can go straight back in. I just need some clarity on what you guys need as a straight guy, because I think when I heard when you told me about Ghost of Future Sexy.
Well, I haven't gotten to my bit yet.
Oh,
I haven't gotten to the plot bit yet.
Okay, there'll be some
which
plot.
Is that you...
Well, you can get to it. I can untime out.
All right,
let's get back into it.
Play that sexy music.
Mr. Sexy?
Mr. Sexy? Yeah, mate. No, I'm Mr. Sexy.
Oh, sorry. In the future, I am called Mr. Sexy. Because I am the ghost of sexy future.
Yeah, where we're from up in Yakandina, there's the Hill family and the Goonans.
So is this a bit of a Looper situation?
You're
like the Bruce Willis to his...
Do we have the same nose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I believe.
Yeah, right.
But in the future, he's called Sexy Gordon-Levitt. He's become the biggest sex symbol known to mankind. He wrote this song, which is the sexiest song. You're not sexy, or you haven't been engaging in... I'm here to help.
Well, I already had That's him on plot. To do that.
What?
Okay, so I got on... So I got on Mr. Sexy to help me with sexy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've come back to the present.
Yeah.
I've brought sexy music with me.
Yeah.
I've brought knowledge of the sexy future.
Totally.
And you are like, I don't want to be sexy anymore. That's what I was told.
I don't.
And that's why I...
In the future, I don't want to be sexy anymore?
No, now. Now you don't like sexy. Much like Scrooge McDuck.
Is that what you need from me? You can call time in.
No. I'm resisting the urge because I think we got something here.
Yeah.
So in the future,
yeah.
Sexiness has changed.
Okay, so this is good. I need some context about
future. Oh, fuck, sorry, I'm horning up. This bit of the song fucking gets more rocks going.
It's a good song.
It's well, see, in the present, which is the past for me, this is just a song.
Yeah.
This is just a future song. In the future, this is like put this on if you're trying to woo someone.
Because all music is future music in the future.
Yeah.
So then there's degrees of different kinds of future music.
Well,
so
music,
this is a sexy future music.
All music in the future is just music. It's not future music.
Right.
It's just music. And this is one of the horniest tracks we have. If you put this on at like a... Blue light disco or some sort of...
Barn dance or debutante ball.
Yeah. At a political rally.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling...
a farmers union meeting.
Yeah.
About that.
CFA.
If you're drinking a farmers union,
Country Women,
milk,
CWA,
you put on the
scorn.
If you put on that,
you wouldn't necessarily want to put that on in those situations, but if you did, you'd be sucking and fucking left and right.
So if you're just joining us, I have lost my sexy. I have lost...
Well, you haven't lost it.
What's happened to me then? So what's going on with me?
In the future...
If I get that down, then I can figure out... Because I'm really struggling with what he's doing in this.
I can't tell you what you've become in the future. Otherwise, it may not manifest.
But isn't that like the whole point of what you come and show me my future?
I haven't seen A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Any of them?
No.
Okay.
But as is my understanding, there's a duck called Scrooge.
Sure.
And he... has lots of money, doesn't like Christmas.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of nephews.
No. Oh, yeah, one, yeah.
They visit him as ghosts and they go, here's the, what's going on with Christmas. This is the spirit of it and you need to change your ways.
Shibari can be fun in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, a bit of rope stuff. So see, we do that in the future. We do that. We do that with lasers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we'll keep Radio National on most of the time in case there's a fire or something in the area. You've got to keep aware of abreast of all the situations.
Oh, and there's plenty of abreasts in the future.
Okay.
Have you seen Total Recall?
Mm-hmm.
No, I saw that. I didn't mind that Strange Bedfellows with Michael Caine and Paul Hogan.
Yeah, right.
You thought that was fun?
Yeah.
They remade that in the future.
Yeah. With I've now pronounced you Chuck and Larry.
We're 2023. We've already got Chuck and Larry.
What? Wait, what? It's 2023.
Yeah.
Four. It's 2024. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Now they know we're banking them.
No, because I thought I was from the future. I'm Chuck. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. That just came out in the cinema.
Oh, this is a good twist. So what's happened
so
here?
So am I not the ghost of sexy future?
You didn't go to the past.
Wait a second.
You went to the future. The year is 2024.
No, it can't be.
There was a global pandemic.
Can't be. No, I pronounce you.
I can't.
I pronounce you.
I'm covering the last 4 years. Do you mind if I talk to Mr.
Time,
sexy for a bit?
Time is measured entirely by whether you were born before or after Adam Sandler and Kevin James, as I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
It's 2007.
No.
Oh, my God.
If that it's 2007, what do you call what we're doing now?
What do you mean?
This.
You
the
think
microphone.
This is radio?
Yeah, haven't I come on 101.1 double TFM?
We don't get that up in Yak and Dander. We do. We got a Power FM and then sort of pop music and then Radio National.
Fucking hell. Well, who am I?
So you're the ghost of future.
Sexy.
And I believe you travel back in time to tell people they're not sexy anymore.
No, I can't tell you what you've become. I'm here to make you who you are to become, because who you become defines sexiness.
Well, here's the problem, though.
For years to come. Have you already been become
you're
that?
What? Who do you think I am? Because I was 17 in 2007.
Are you not a Humphrey Bogart?
No.
That's Zach.
I'm Zach Ruane. Oh, I'm
a
comedian.
I've got this all wrong.
I'm Mr. Sexy.
I've got this all wrong.
I was supposed to visit Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
Who is going to be like a
very
sexy
guy.
Big sexy.
You're going to teach him how to be sexy for movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2024.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You've actually interrupted.
Pies won the flag last year.
No shit, really. Yeah.
So we were doing a podcast, right, where I would be asking him things like
Valentine's Day,
yeah, and I'd say, you know, tell us about communication and BDSM, and then he would talk about sheep farms or whatever.
Yeah.
But you've accidentally come to the future.
Yeah.
And I'm not. It seems like you're quite savvy on like temporal things and what you can and can't say. I'm not savvy to that.
I've never had. I haven't been to a Japanese restaurant. I've never had temporal.
We've got it. If you're, how long are you in town for?
My plane's at tonight.
Your plane?
Yeah.
8:30. How do you do the plane? Oh, like Indiana Jones?
No, I just got to go back to, I live up in Coogee.
Yeah, but how do you travel through time?
So you go. You go to the airport.
Tullamarine.
Yeah. Just to like go up, buy a ticket, go, I need to get over to, because I got off at Avalon this morning. Fucking Uber's expensive.
Not Melbourne, yeah. Is it?
Fucking Uber's expensive. My God.
Yeah, if you're going from, yeah, to Avalon.
How do you know what Uber is?
What? Well, I had to figure it out.
Mr. Sexy, I don't know if you're going to back me on this, but I think this guy's full of shit. I don't think this guy's from the future or the past.
I'm all right.
I just think this is some cunt from Coogee wants some sex advice from Mr. Sexy.
Do you have any?
How long are you in town for?
Well, yeah, and no, it's 12:45 now. Get to the airport two hours before the flight. So I got about a good 5 hours before I've got to start making ways. I've got to catch the sky bus.
Most tourists in Yakandina, they come up for bike trails. So you can... Right. I mean, there's the self-guide. There's a gourmet culinary cycling day tour from Beechworth that goes up through Yakandina Way. So if you're in town for that, right. People love that.
Then Mr. Sexy, he's only in Melbourne for 5 more hours.
Oh, yeah.
Reckon I could do Phillip Island in that time?
It's not worth the trip.
You could go down to St. Kilda maybe, see the penguins.
Yeah. There's a, at the museum at the moment, they're doing a Titanic expo.
Right,
yeah.
So you go in there and so they got artifacts from the Titanic or whatever.
Artifacts?
You go to Crown, watch a movie. They've got a cinema at the Crown. You can watch some movies out at the moment.
You get it Uber at Airport West Shopping Centre.
Mm.
Yeah. You see a movie there and then you're close to the airport on the way out.
Yeah, right.
You want to, yeah, what movies you seen? Or?
What have I seen lately? Saw that Dark Knight. Fuck.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. That's interesting.
Saw the trailer for it.
Okay, yeah. So that indicates that you have travelled through time.
Oh, yeah.
Or he hasn't gone to the movies.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. He hasn't been to the movies.
I went and saw Rogue Nation.
Yeah, see, this is more complicated now because...
Which one's Rogue Nation?
Rogue Nation came out. Is that Rogue One, do you mean? Or?
No.
He's talking about a Netflix film, I think.
No, Mission Impossible.
I haven't seen that one yet.
When did that come out?
I don't know.
That's the one where they did the stunt for real and then they CGI'd in the hill. So just CGI'd the stunt.
Mm.
Well, you made a fake hill.
Mm.
Mm.
I think he just likes jumping off stuff, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think so.
I've got to be honest. I don't know what's going on.
How's about we go back to the thing I was doing where I ask you questions about sexy things?
Yes.
And maybe you could give me an answer.
Someone came to my house this morning and went, easy tickets. Fucking just following the instructions written on this pad.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been doing the best I can with the information I've been given.
Why are you doing the instructions?
They got my kid.
Okay.
They said if I talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to. We can cut this part. But
they said if I talk about it, they will. They are always watching and listening, and that they will fucking.
Who's this?
What?
Who's this?
Do you know?
A man came into my home.
Yeah.
He taped our goggles on me, zip tied me up, took my kid, and then he just left a set of instructions.
And what are they?
Come to Melbourne.
Say that you're from the year 2000.
Say that you're from 2007.
Yeah.
But say you're from the future. Get confused. Carry on best you can.
Is that the next instruction? Carry on best you can.
And then it says 8:30 flight, Virgin Terminal 2.
Was he giving you the tickets?
Yeah, but it's all on the phone now, which this was, I freaked out when I saw this. Yeah,
wow. Why?
Because I'm from 2007.
No, you're not.
What? I was like, what the fuck? They got the internet on this fucking...
Right.
You know...
I couldn't believe it. This was like melted my brain. How do they fit it all in a smartphone?
Beechworth Bakery is a chain, but they... The main one is in Beechworth still, so you can go into town. That I would suggest you go into town there. The court, Ned Kettley went to court there.
Is Ararat still a thing?
That's a different way entirely. So Yakandan is north and Ararat's left.
Yeah.
It's west.
Right. Do you think he's travelling through time?
No, I don't. I think he's been pretty upfront with the fact that someone's holding his kid hostage.
Yeah, but then he said that thing about the phone.
Which confused me.
I do need to get you. I do need to get you sexy because you become sort of like a sex symbol in the future. And here to help you on your way.
So the best way you can help me with that is I ask questions about sexiness and answer them. Maybe with some of your knowledge of 2007. He's bringing his Yak and Dan the knowledge.
I've only slept with like two people.
That's fine. You can be sexy and not... Like, Guy Sebastian's only slept with one person. He's sexy as fuck.
Good singer.
Yeah.
Both of them only.
Issues with the neighbour, though. What? Issues with his neighbour. You not seen that online?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Is the his fragrance... Very, he got a fragrance come out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Him and his wife.
Oh, I saw that on. I was walking past the chemist warehouse on the way here. Yeah. I was like, "Fuck, he's got a fragrance." That was quick. Because he only won Aussie Idol like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
The music's very prescriptive. I can't.
Oh, I love chemist warehouse because I go in there and get me arthritis medication in there.
Yeah.
But then there's always something else you want, whether it's an ankle brace or
I'm really on sunscreen. That high smile, all the flavoured toothpaste. Yeah, tried the banana one.
No, I haven't done that.
Really good.
I asked you about maybe 50 Shades of Grey. BDSM's much more popular. Do's and don'ts of BDSM.
Righto. We're talking about the book or the movie?
Oh, well, I was just using that as a segue to BDSM, do's and don'ts.
All right. Do. Check clear shrubs for the year before summer comes in. Before summer rolls in, get rid of all the kindling, essentially. Any twigs and leaves and things like that.
Are you thinking of bushfires?
Yeah, so I've said BDSM and I think you're talking about sort of preparing for bushfire season.
BDSM?
Yeah.
Bush don't
smoke
more.
Bush don't smoke more. Well, it's true. Get rid of the kindling. Get rid of the kindling and bush don't smoke more. Now, BDSM, future sexy man. You're from the past. You thought you were from the future, from Coogee. Someone's kidnapped your child.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think there's a bit of an old boy layer here. You've been kidnapped. You've got to come out. You come here.
Look, mate, I woke up. I had this note.
Yeah, we got all that.
I had this note written on
do's
my door.
Do's and don'ts of BDSM.
Man,
I don't know. It's because I got the old cataracts from working on the land or not, but the notepad he just picked up doesn't appear to have any writing on
okay,
it.
Okay, sure, yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
I read the instructions word for word. I'm just trying to get my daughter back.
What do you see on that paper? Because there's nothing written there.
Well, it changes. That's what's so about it.
That you're telling me this notepad's changing.
At times. It says, go to the airport, get a flight to Melbourne, come on the radio, talk about, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. At other times, it says, don't do any of that. Go to the shops, get your groceries.
Are you just
done.
Looking at different pieces of paper on that notebook?
Well, they're all,
they're all empty.
Wow.
They're all.
So, can I explain to you what I think is happening?
Please.
We stop the music. What I think is happening here is you seen the game.
This page says get a photo of a wet dog.
And that's great.
Right, we've got a collie. We can get you a photo of, or we've got a bit of a lassapso, the old lady next door. She's about 86, and
yeah, right.
She has a little lassapso.
Right,
Bridget,
my wife
sexy.
To be fair, my wife does do sort of like a treasure hunt thing.
What's your wife doing now? She looking for the kid?
Well, she does. She's gone. She went missing.
Yeah.
I came home. My house was a mess. Wife's gone. She's leaving me clues.
You're an unreliable narrator. I've started to think
she does it for our anniversary. So it could be part of that.
Do's and don'ts of BDSM.
Go and get that music, please.
I'll get that music back in and then.
Step one. Step one?
Yeah.
Safe words. Have a fun safe word. Make it something like...
No burning off today.
No burning off today is a great safe word. Could be shorter. Let's work on one for you. So if you're
total fire ban.
Shorter. Maybe just fire ban. So then that way you and your lover...
Mm.
They know.
Sorry, if you might be confused here. I was talking about bush don't smoke more.
Oh, right.
BDSM.
Right.
Get out your hose. Wet the lawn.
Wet the lawn.
Keep your lawn wet.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Wet the roof. Don't get in the car.
High winds and hot weather, get out of there.
Get out of there, but if it's too late, don't get in the car.
Have an exit strategy.
It's just stuff. It's just stuff at the end of the day. It's not more important than your life.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really good photo book.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you got a good vinyl collection, the heat will melt that. Take that.
No, don't. It's just stuff.
Don't take that. It's just stuff. Your life is more important.
That's right. Get out of there. Have a plan.
There's something quite liberating about a podcast that was never on the rails, you know?
Yeah, we have the V line that comes through up our way.
You've been on the V line, or is that not invented yet?
No, that hasn't. I've never heard of the V line. Is that some sort of
the V line existed in 2007?
Does the V stand for vagina, which is very sexy if it does?
No, Victoria. Wait.
Right, that makes some sense. Yeah.
2007, AD, BCE, AD, or 2007. BC.
2007. B. J.
He comes from before modern time was invented.
No. BC.
No. Ben and Jerry's.
He does come from the future. He comes from a future where the time is not based on when Jesus was around. It's rather based on when Ben and Jerry's was invented. He comes from 2,000 years from when Ben and Jerry's was invented. So by our calendar, this man comes from 1970-something. So it's 39. This man comes from the 3970s.
Wow. They're putting in the future.
It's so far in the future, Broden. They are putting, Mr. Sexy.
Wow.
They are putting cookie dough in ice cream.
Yeah, we have that.
We have that, man.
What?
I mean, I know you've had it for 2,000 years, but we've had it for about 20. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
This man's from 2977.
Yeah,
is that right?
It's on the BP on the freeway, the Sydney, for the Hume.
Oh, yeah.
You still got BPs in 2970?
3970. No. BPs got wiped out in the Great War.
Bush people.
Yes. Bush people. There was a Bush people war.
Oh, okay.
Between the Bush people and the city folk.
Erotic massage. What's your thoughts, guys?
We got a Mayo. We're going to town a little bit, going to Wangaratta and get a Mayo.
Myotherapy.
My back's cooked. No, not with it. Oh, no. We're going to town. There's a physio there. If you've got high caps, you can get a rebate on that. and give you a few stretches to do.
Okay.
Because I've been on the back of the ute checking out. Yeah. The males are heavy, you know what I mean.
That's good that you're admitting you need help on the stretching and everything.
Well, the doctor told me, I referred me out to go. Because I said, my back's cooked and I can't get out of bed. One morning, a few years ago, couldn't get out of bed. Just absolutely stuffed.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
shouldn't have to wait that long, Mrs. Sexy.
What are your...
For what?
So you shouldn't have to wait till you can't get out of bed before you go see a physio, Mrs. Sexy.
Well, yeah, I always thought you still, you know, do your best.
Can I get some advice?
Yeah.
On one, what's the best place to take your lover for a meal before, on Valentine's Day, make a special occasion? And two, what is the best way to deal with a kidnapper that has taken a family member of yours that you want back?
Well, the first thing I'd tell you to do is get on the phone now to Yakin Dan to Pub.
Yep.
See if they've got room on Valentine's Day, because that's going to book out quick and they'll do you a great lunch. So their phone number.
So you've got to do that right now.
That's the Star Hotel in Yakindanda. Yep. So it's a great pub. Really good people working there.
Yeah.
02-6027-1493.
No, 02's the area code?
Don't call them, guys.
02's the area code?
This is their one day a year. They've been they've probably been struggling post COVID.
That's right. So I want you to go and support the Yakindanda.
Oh, go there. Yeah. Yeah. If we have fans, go to Yakindanda and support this pub.
Here's what they're doing at the moment, right?
Can I guess?
Your missus, yeah.
Is there a pulled pork situation?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, they've got a barbecue platter you can do now. Pretty fancy, eh?
Nice.
Not just the counter meals, eh? You got carbonara pasta.
Oh, nice. Yeah, great.
You got, can you put that music back on? You got the mushroom fettuccine.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
What are the, Moroccan beef salad.
Hey, that's nice.
Chicken
what if you
schnitzel,
want something a little hardier? What if you want something a little...
Chicken like, parma.
Bit of red meat. Oh, you got that barbecue platter.
There's the beef burger.
Yeah. Any oysters, anything like that? Any aphrodisiacs?
We got the steaks as well. You got a Scotch steak, 300 grams, $46.
They're doing a pepper sauce?
We, yeah.
Yeah, great.
All comes with chips and salad, obviously.
So beautiful. This week I've been joined by Mr. Sexy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sexy, for coming in.
No worries.
You've got a new book out. Did you want to talk about the book?
Yeah. So I, over the last 30 years, have been going through the history of the Kelly Gang and their antics across the Highland Country. Yeah. So where did they shoot the cops? Where did they rob the banks? Things like that.
Well, not about like hooking up or cunnilingus or anything.
No, it's the true history of the Kelly Gang.
I can tell you how that all worked out. I'm from the future.
No, we know too, man.
Yeah, it happened... From where
we probably know more about the Kelly Gang than you, because it happened only a few hundred years ago, for 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Whereas for you, it happened 2,000 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Do you see that it's actually more recent? Past?
I do, but what I'm saying is, from where I'm from, it's already happened.
Same.
Right.
Yeah, you got 2,000 years that you can impress us with. Why are you talking about the Kelly Gang, man?
It's because.
What happened in 2025?
What happened?
Yeah.
Shit, you don't even want... I can't even begin...
He's got this Nerf gun.
No, don't do it. Stop the music. And then the boys figured out who had kidnapped this guy's kid. And they went and got the kid and
saved. Have you got other music, Lindsay? Chuck on another song.
Yeah, they went and got the...
Just wait a sec.
Oh, okay. And then... and then after some talking, they figured out that the guy who had kidnapped the sexy future guy's kid was... he's a guy that had been in business with him, but that he'd ripped off and he was feeling bitter. He hadn't killed the wife. She was also kidnapped. So, Zach, Mr. Sexy,
The Batman 2 came out.
Can I just do this like little closing thing?
I'm saying in 2025, the Batman 2 came
happens,
out.
Oh, no yeah. more delays.
It's 7 hours long.
GTA 6.
You know that.
GTA 6 came out.
You know that about the year. Because I couldn't tell you anything about 1994 BC.
I'm from BJ.
So they found the girl and the wife and they killed the guy who had kidnapped them and they were fine. They were all right. Then they figured out his technology that he'd used to come to the past from the future where Ben and Jerry's is the like main religion and they base the years on that. They, over many years, developed the technology. At first, the man was sad. He said, man, I'll never see my family again. It's going to take 50 years for us to develop this technology. That's when Zach had an idea. So they developed the technology over 50 years. Zach became a genius at time travel. Mr. Sexy and used sexy, his knowledge sexy. Of sexy to make the time travel machine look good. And then 50 years later, they made the time machine. They traveled back to now, gave Zach, Mr. Sexy, and Ghost of Future Sexy the technology now. Mm. So he was able to go back to the future, stop the guy from ever kidnapping the kid and doing the notes.
And my job is done.
Wow.
And that has been a podcast that we've been writing together for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So that's our first scripted episode that
and,
we've done.
And if you didn't pick up on it, the whole point of Ghost of the Future Sexy was to get Zach to realize everything that had happened in the story and have him recount it so that then he could go on and write the great Australian novel.
Mm.
And we did cut that scene where he wrote the great Australian novel. We had that bit at the end, that sort of epilogue we took from that, but we just felt it was better to really get into the...
So tell us what you thought of the first in 400-odd podcasts, what you thought of the first scripted episode.
Yeah, thank you. We just wanted to, and not just scripted, we'd got a writer's room together to beat out the story.
Yeah, we had Mish and Mish Wittrup and Michelle Brazier come in and help us to add a female perspective.
Yep.
Also, Ed Helms gave us some notes.
Yep. Yes.
They're not attached officially, but, you know, they've been very helpful.
But
the guy who wrote Sopranos, David Chase.
Got him in as like a mentor?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he sort of oversaw the whole...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good, fucking incredible with structure, actually, and was really able to...
Although he told us, pick one of the sexy characters because they currently... He told us to pick one.
He did
make the choice not to do that.
He was sort of like, one feels fairly formed and the other is kind of... doesn't make as much sense.
Well, your character's more defined by lack of definition.
Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, not Mike. Sam wrote my character.
Yeah.
So I know you say my character, that, you know.
Because you perform that.
I'm performing that character, but I had nothing to do with the writing of it. So if at any point there was, sounded like it was like bad or the lines weren't funny.
Sam Lingham's, who you talk to.
Yeah.
And I also want to say there was like a lot of moments in this podcast where I came off as very tired and not really gathering what I was meant to do as the straight guy and maybe didn't say yes and enough.
Mm.
And Sam wrote all those bits.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sam's
responsible for that episode.
Well, I
like the end bit. That was pretty funny. I wrote that bit.
But, you know, yeah.
We're excited to say this is now available for purchase at most good bookstores or on Amazon.com as a published teleplay, radio play.
Yeah, ebook as well. Also, I want to do a huge shout out to you, the listeners. You know, you've been asking, you've said, we love the loose ones, but we'd love something a little more structured, and that was for you.
And that's our gift to you.
Let us know what you thought.
We're excited from here on out. Every episode is scripted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be this scripted. Yeah.
All right, well.
Have a good Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Take your lover out to a... and if you don't have a lover, you know, just learn to love yourself a little. Because
treat yourself.
Get a bit of lube. Well, you know, I'll just go out to a nice...
All right, I'll just go to a nice dinner.
Lube up. Yeah, put on some nice music. Lie down, because, lube up. Come on your tummy.
You know, there's... nothing wrong with loving yourself.
Yeah, lube up, cover your tummy.
No, enough, Zach. Enough, Zach.
Maybe you don't have a dick. Maybe you got a vagina. Just put, you know, do a diddle.
Yeah, you can come on the sheets or on the couch.
It's up to you.
Either way.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And if your belly button isn't
full of cum by the end of the day,
then maybe it hasn't been a great Valentine's Day, but always is for me. Your cum, someone else's cum, doesn't matter. Get that cum in your belly button.
That's enough, boys.
Dry pool of cum.
And we'll see you next week. Happy Valentine's Day.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.